Oh my goodness. Right, I've taken a bit of time to compose myself. I'm still feeling really ill. I cannot seem to shake off whatever this illness is I have. But I tell you what, Professor Unai Emery, he should go and become a doctor. He should become a medic. He should go and teach at every single hospital in the world, every single university in the world that teaches medicine and doctors and whatever, to let them know this is how you cure whatever it is I have, the cold, the flu, a whooping cough. I don't know what it is. But Aston Villa beating Lille 2-1 last week, beating Arsenal 2-0 away against all the odds, and then tonight going away for a brutal away day in Lille, having played a million games in between, whilst Lille have had about 2 or 3 weeks off. They've had time to go over to bloody, you know, Dubai, sit in the sun, top up their tans, drink pina coladas, laugh about the fact that Aston Villa are having to brutalise themselves, in various games, at Brentford, Arsenal, and Lille just get to chill out. Well, I tell you what, tonight, Aston Villa showed why we are Cajones FC. Cajones FC. Emi Martinez is the best goalkeeper in the world. Emi Martinez is the reason that Lionel Messi is now officially pretty much, you know, no debate here. Only Pele and Diego Maradona really compete. Is the reason Lionel Messi is officially the greatest player of all time. You know, Maradona and Pele, fair enough. But what Martinez did for Argentina when he arrived was provide a presence, provide something in goal that Argentina had long not had, and was the reason why they had not won international tournaments, despite the fact they had such incredible outfield players, because they didn't have a goalkeeper at the back who had cajones, who had the spirit within them that he, you know, in a game can pull off the major saves when you need him to bail you out. The man who can go to a penalty shootout and make the big saves when you need them, and look at the opposition crowd and give them that after saving one penalty. Give them that. You know, it's pure D-Generation X villainy. It's pure WWE heel wrestler villainy. And I love the man. If he doesn't play for you, you hate him. But if he plays for you, it's enough that I want to get an Argentina tattoo. Argentina flags everywhere to celebrate this, the fact that all the other clubs in this world are too stupid to recognise how brilliant he is, never went in for him, and Aston Villa gave him the chance to become a starting goalkeeper. And what happened from that? He proved himself as a brilliant starting goalkeeper in the Premier League. And on top of that, Argentina then, as a consequence, gave him the chance to be the starting goalkeeper for their international team. And what happened? Because of his influence, they won Copa America and they won the World Cup. And Lionel Messi should look at him, build a statue to him, kiss his feet, get a tattoo of him on his face, and me and Lionel Messi can both bow down and worship at the feet of Emi Martinez. Because my goodness. The saves that man made in the first leg against Lille bailed us out big time. And in the second leg, he pulled off two massive saves again that bailed us out big time. And then in the penalty shootout, he makes two absolutely enormous saves. I mean, how we have the world's best goalkeeper at Aston Villa, I'll never know, but I'm absolutely delighted that we do. And I love the man. He is the reason we are now Cajones FC. We're a team that never makes excuses. We're a team that just finds a way of winning. And growing up, I always used to look at Manchester United and I hated Man United because they always used to find a way that they'd do it. Even in the 94th minute, they'd just figure out a way of breaking your heart, right? And I look at Man United now and they're a shambles, right? I look at Aston Villa now and I've grown up throughout my life been looking at them as a team that doesn't ever quite believe that they are a team that should be where they are. A team that can win major, major games, you know, consistently. And in 1 week, in 7 days, we've beaten Lille at home, a top, top French team like Lille. We've beaten Arsenal away and we've just gone to Lille and by the skin of our teeth, we've pulled it out. That is Ferguson era, Manchester United winning mentality. and you have winning coaches like Emi Martinez, like Unai Emery, like Paco Ayestarán. You have winning players with winning mentalities like Emi Martinez, Douglas Luiz, John McGinn, Ollie Watkins. That is the Aston Villa that we know now. Cajones FC. Forgive me. Forgive me for just losing the plot a bit here, but we've just got through to the semi-final of a European competition. When we were playing Rotherham away a few years ago and Jack Grealish went on that run and scored that goal and got us to 1-0 and we went on the big run to the playoff final and got up to the Premier League. I tell you what, when Grealish went on that run against Rotherham, I never, ever could have envisioned that 4 years later, this is where I would be sitting right now saying these kind of things, that Aston Villa just went past a top, top European team in Lille and got to a semi-final of a European competition. This is our first time back in Europe in, you know, forget Lechia Warsaw. This is the first time back in Europe with a proper run, proper experience in 15 years. We are not a team with recent European experience, right? We are not a team who's had that recently. So what we are doing is absolutely bloody miraculous. And it's so much owed to Professor Unai Emery. Because, of course, this man's been there and done it. Four Europa League wins. A Champions League semi-final a couple of years, 2 years ago. With Villarreal. What an incredible achievement. And now he's at a semi-final with Aston Villa, with a team that has not been there, not done it. And at the same time, this team have just got to the semi-final of the Conference League, but are also fourth in the Premier League. We've just beaten Arsenal away. And I'm hearing all this chat about Arsenal look tired in the second half against Villa. I mean, hello? Aston Villa have played more games, exerted more effort, and have more of an injury crisis, and spent less money than Arsenal, and yet we just beat them 2-0, and we just got through against Lille. And I'll tell you what about Lille, and I thought this last week against them as well, and I thought this tonight, Lille look like a Champions League team. And they're going to be in the Champions League next season because of where they are in the French League. They're in the top three, right? They look like a team who doesn't belong in the Conference League. And I think that had they got through Villa, I think there's a very strong chance that they'd have gone on to win the tournament. Aston Villa, tonight, we were not very good, right? I even think last week, Lille looked better than us in large portions of the game. I think they looked more dynamic, they had more width, and they caused us a lot of problems. And Emi Martinez bailed us out with a lot of saves, right? I think Lille are very, very unfortunate not to get through. I think they're a brilliant football team. They're well coached. They're very high energy, very high press. But the fact that they're so able to run and run and run, and you saw it last week at Villa Park, they were sprinting into the 90th minute. Part of the reason is they've not played as many games as Villa this season and they had a break. It's almost like the French League helped them to try and get them through this tournament. So the fact that Aston Villa managed to get through, despite the fact that we clearly are the more tired team, the more exhausted team, is absolutely incredible. Incredible. Against a top, top team. Bentaleb, brilliant, brilliant midfielder. The composure of that man on the ball. Very unfortunate he missed a penalty in the penalty shootout because his play over the last two games has been exemplary, top player, and he's going to look good in the Champions League next season as well. Thiago Santos, their right back, pushing forward and forward and forward, causing endless problems for Villa, right? And I think that with Villa, I think we tried to go into it and play a conservative, old-school Emery Valencia. When Emery was at Valencia, this is what they used to do. Old school conservative, sit back and just hold off, withstand it, hit them on the break, right? And unfortunately for us, Lille got a brilliant opening goal. I'm not going to criticise anyone for that goal because I think it was a fantastic goal because Lille are a top team. And I think they got a really, really great goal. And it's just one of them where you throw your hands up and go, sometimes a team just gets a great goal against you and there's not a lot you can do about it. You can sit here and cry about it. You can talk about all the tactics you want. You can sit there and you can write all your little tactics boards and I can buy all the, you know, spend 50 quid a month on some tactics thing and write. But it doesn't matter because sometimes a team just scores a great goal, right? And that's just what happened tonight. I think it was a brilliant goal. But Villa didn't collapse, right? I think that we slightly got our way back into the first half. But again, like I said, I just think Lille's press I don't think we were able to get through it. I think that a lot of their players looked more energetic than ours. And I think that their pressing structure was very good. And I think it was difficult for us to play out. And I think whilst we got our way into the game a little bit in the first half, and I think Morgan Rodgers coming on actually helped in that sense, because everything good that happened in attack, there wasn't much. But when it did happen, it tended to go through him. Second half, I think Villa, look, if you're going to concede constant set pieces all the time, you're going to keep paying the price. Last week, we should never have conceded that corner like we did against Lille and got them back into the tie. Tonight, we've conceded yet another set piece. My only criticism consistently of Villa this season is that defending set pieces and corners, you just never quite believe it with Villa. You just fear we're going to concede. And maybe that's the missing Tyrone Mings. I think that's a big part of it. I think Mings' discipline at the back, his shouting, his physical tall presence. There are just games where we've really missed that this season. And I do think that he'd have added something to us this season. Despite how well we've done, I do think having him around would have been very, very helpful. And I think, again, tonight, one of the smallest players on the pitch is a brilliant header. It's a brilliant goal. But him winning that header, it's one of them that this summer we're going to have to reassess how we defend set pieces, because something, if it's just going to keep costing you, you know, if it carries on to next season, there are certain games where we're going to lose the 3 points and it's go down to 1 point, or we're going to lose a game because of it, or we're going to go out of a Champions League or Europa League, whatever it is we're playing next season, that it's going to cost us. So we have to work on that, obviously. But look, this team, the Villa of old, how often do we say it? The Villa of old cave in, lose 3-0 or lose 2-0, go out disappointingly, and that's it. It's the end of the game. You're gone. And then we go to Bournemouth this weekend and lose 2-0. You know, the Villa of old does not do what we've done in the last week. We don't beat Lille at home, we draw. We don't beat Arsenal away, we lose. And tonight, we lose at Lille, but instead, Villa just kept on going. We just have resilience. Resilience FC. Cajones FC. We found a way, got that ball into the area in the last 5 minutes. And sometimes it is just a case of getting the ball in the area. Sometimes it isn't all just about, you know, having a certain passing structure. That's all very, very important in the modern game. But sometimes, as Jude Bellingham said about Real Madrid last night, you do just need something off the cuff. And we threw that ball into the area. Yonder ran Chaos, Mr. Chaos, the agent of Chaos. He jumps for the ball and the keeper loses it. Bentaleb gets in the way. And we take our chance. And Matty Cash, I said earlier in the night, he looked like a bit of a liability. He looked like a player who'd not played for about 3 weeks. He looked like that, just slightly off the... No, well off the pace. But you know what? Stood up. When your team needs you, and he stood up and took that chance. I know it was a deflection, but what a hit from him. He took it. We took our chance. And when we got through extra time, first half we dominated. Douglas Luiz should have scored that header, but it's a save. Gets the second half, and bloody hell, we had to withstand Lille's pressure. And then he went to the penalty shootout. And that is where Emi Martinez defined us as Cajones FC. Argentina. Argentina. That Argentinian winning mentality. Win by any means necessary. And I know it's not like the way English football fans like to look at football. You know, sometimes they like to think of it as all kind of like, you know, you got to, it's all a fair game, you know, old chap. But, sometimes you've got to be Diego Maradona and the God. Sometimes you've got to be Emi Martinez, Cajones, talking at them, giving it that. Fucking love it. Fucking love it. Bloody love it. We're through. Aston Villa are in the semi-final of a major European tournament. That is something to be proud of. Professor Unai Emery, what you've done for this football club. I could cry. In fact, I could go now and I could take an aerosol can, walk around London tonight, I live in an Arsenal area, and spray paint Unai Emery's face everywhere and spray paint Emi Martinez's face everywhere and get beaten up by a bunch of Arsenal fans, get me in a nuggie, they could pull a wedgie, but whatever, it doesn't matter, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. You know, that's how ill I am. Keep coughing and get a meal. Keep going. Just like Aston Villa, we keep fecking going. What a team. Bournemouth at home this Sunday. Bournemouth are one of the best teams in the Premier League when it comes to pressing. Their energy levels are superb. And Andre Iniola, Iraola, sorry. Top, top coach. Bournemouth are going to be really, really difficult to play against. And I think that if you try and play calm against them, which we'll try and do, there will be moments where we control the game, but there's going to be moments where they cause us a lot of problems with that high-end intensity press they have. Sunday's going to be a very hard game. But look, this is Aston Villa, not of old, but of the now. This is Aston Villa of Unai Emery. This is Aston Villa of Emi Martinez. This is Cajones FC. What a win. We are through. And my goodness, dare to dream of what else can happen this season. Champions League theme getting louder in my ears. Conference League final. Who knows? Who knows? Believe in this team. Believe in Unai Emery. Up the mighty Villa.